Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Mem Aleph. We are in the last daf here in the fifth parak of Eluhin Hamamunin. So we are start with Mem Abeis, and we are talking about issues of how to give tzedakah, and we spoke about the Mishnah. They spoke about the Lishkas HaChashoin. That's where the anonymous room that people who are Yirei Chet put money there, and they it was anonymous in both directions. Like the Rambam tells us, in terms of the highest levels of tzedakah, the highest level about preventing someone from falling into the situation of tzedakah. But then the next level down was anonymous on both sides. That's what we said. It was a high level of the Rambam. So related to that, we got into a couple of stories relating to issues of tzedakah and tzedakah lishma. As we said from the first drasha in the Beis Halevi, that his whole drasha is about tzedakah lishma. He quotes this Gemara. Ashrei maskil eldal. We said the Gemara was medayik. It doesn't say Ashrei nosein ledal. It doesn't say praises the one, by the pasuk in Tehillim, that gives to the dal, but praises the one that is maskil, that uses their seichel when they give to the dal, and that shows it's not just about giving, but it's about how one gives. It says, u'mistakel b'mitzvah heichla asosa. And Rabbi Yonah did that in a special way, that he used to give and give it as a loan, and then he said take it as a present. That was how he did it. Okay, so now we're up to Nehemiah. I think that's what we're up to. Stories that are familiar from the Bavli, and here they appear. Bavli Maseches Tainus, some of them, but now they appear here. Nehemiah Yishchin Pagabo Yerushalmi Echad. There was a Yerushalmi that met him. Amar Le Zacha Imi. Chada tarnagola, merit with me a chicken or a rooster. Zachemi, what is that? Zachemi, it means give me. I mean, that's what I'm used to. That's what my usual behavior is, and I've fallen into poverty. So please give it for me. What does it mean? The language of Zachemi, merit with me, because obviously the person who gives the tzedakah gets merit. Zachemi, the Tikkun Chalitin here quotes from the Vayikra Rabbah. Quotes from the Medrash, Yoser Mimasha Balabayas, Oseim Ha'ani, Ha'ani Oseim Balabayas, more than what the Balabayas does for the Ani does for the Balabayas, because the Balabayas gets not just Olam Hazeh, which the Ani gets, but gets Olam Haba, and that's why, that's the Zakeimi. So, Bizochev, so Amar Lei, Halacha Tibisa Kupat, so yes, and that, at that time, unusual, the chicken was worth more than the meat. And that was fancier than the, so he said, no, chicken. How about a piece of meat? But isn't that good enough for you? So you offered him a piece of meat. Timisa kupad. Give him a piece of meat. Vizavad kupad va'achav amiz. That he ate it and he died. Meaning it wasn't what he was used to, and therefore he didn't, right? It says, the Tekun Chata says, basar shor. And he died. Vayitzaveach va'amar. And Nehemiah was so upset that he says, "Bo v'siftu laharugo shal Nehemiah." He took responsibility because he didn't give the ani what he should have given. Says the Tikkun Chalitin, "Shilunasan lo baser tarnagolas kehergelo hayachai." If he would have given the what had been used to, right? Like it says, "Asher yechsar lo." It's the drasha elsewhere by giving staka, giving what a person is used to. So these were extreme cases where it was even pikuach nefesh if they wouldn't get what they were used to. Similar story you might remember, but this is from Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph, and here it is in Shkalim. Nachamish Gamzu, Hayamolech Doron LeBeis Chamav. A couple of stories in Shasa, Nachamish Gamzu. So here's one of them they remember. He was on his way. There are slight differences between the story that as it's reported here and in Maseches Tainus. Here he was on his way to his in-laws. Pagabo Muchashchin Echad, a Muchashchin, somebody with boils. Came and met him. Amar le zakeimi mimad de iskabach. Again, give merit with me, with what you have. Amar le michzar. So here in this story, he says, I'll give you on my way back. Give you on my way back. In the Bavli story, he said, let me just get off my donkey first, and I'll get. So it was even shorter time. Let me just get off my donkey. If you look in the Tikkun Chalitin, zakeimi, lo amar kimuchrach lazem ma'od. He didn't say that I need it, I'm going to die. He didn't say that. Lo amar kemuchrach lazemod, ela shetizakeimi b'nesinas chalcha, v'lo hiflig b'bakashaso. And he wasn't maflig in the bakasha. It wasn't maflig. I needed. Because obviously, if the guy would have said, I'm going to die unless you give it to me, Nachamish Gamzu would have given him right away. That's what he would have said. He had a covet for his in-laws. So he was on his way. His in-laws were expecting him. He says, you know what? I'm going to give you on my way back. And therefore, maybe he was going to have to, I don't know, set up a grill and grill him food. Would a kid just reach into his pocket and give him something? So that's the Tekken Chavitin. Obviously, Nachum Gamzu did not know how serious this was. You know what? And maybe the Ani also didn't know how serious it was. Maybe he thought that he had some time. He didn't realize how serious it was. So he says, Michzar. He says, I'll give it to you on my way back. And what happens on the way back, he came and the Ani had died. Chazar va'ashkechei miss and the Ani had died. V'havi amar lekivle. And he said, the Nachum Gamzu said this, to the Ani. Einei dechamine v'lo yaven lecha yistamyin. The eyes that saw you and didn't give you should be blinded. Yedai de lo pashta nitan lecha yiskatan. The hands that didn't stretch out to you should be, cut off. Raglaya de lo rata lemitan lecha yisburun. The legs that didn't run to give to you should be broken. Umitzekein, and it all happened. It all happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right, Tzadik goes over HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, and that's what happened. All these things happened to him. He became blind. He amputated his legs, his arms. The Gemara talks about there in Tainus, that part is not here, that they used to put him on a bed and they put the legs of the bed in cups of water so that ants wouldn't be able to climb up the bed and crawl on him because he had no way of protecting himself. Sounds like the Rabbi Amnon story in the Sana Tokef. Kisalak lagabe Rabbi Akiva, so he was in the situation. His Talmud Rabbi Akiva went to him, Amarle, Eli Shani Roos Chalkein, says, Oivei, I can't believe I see my Rabbi like this. It's so difficult to see my Rabbi like this. Amarle, Eli Shani Roos Chalkein, woe to me that I don't yet see you like this. He kind of said like, well, it's coming to you too. Amarle, Matva Kalaleni, Rabbi Akiva says, what are you cursing me for? What kind of statement is that? Amarle matam avayi b'yisurin. What you're rejecting and you're saying that yisurin is not appropriate. You're saying woe to me, right? So the Mefarshim explained, Rav Dessler has a piece on this in the third volume of Michtam Elio, that Rabbi Akiva was on a certain level that Rav Nachum Ish Gamzu knew he was on that level. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had recently, right, a couple of days ago, the Gemara that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bedaktik in tzaddik of kechut asayra. Hashem is bedaktik with his tzaddikim, like like a thread, like one hair. So Nachum Ish Gamzu was bedaktik with Rabbi Akiva. The little reflection of, I can't believe this is happening to you. But again, Rabbi Akiva probably said it as, you're a big tzaddik, right? And how is this happening to such a tzaddik? Which is interesting because it's the opposite type of attitude that Rabbi Akiva has in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, if you remember that story, that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, was on his deathbed, and everybody's there, and everybody's very upset and sad, and Rabbi Akiva is smiling, and they said, what are you smiling about? Right? The patish and the nera of Yisrael, you know, that is, I don't understand how you can be smiling. So he said, I'm smiling because you taught us, Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher yase tov v'lo yechta. Didn't you teach us that there's nobody in the world that's tzaddik doesn't sin, and therefore it must be that there was you did a sin. And they said, what did I do wrong? How could you say that? Let me just find it. If I can find it, if not, I'll just say it. I'll just say it outside. Says the Gemara. Here it is, the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. So he says, Shema Chas V'Shalom Kiba. So where Rabbi Akiva says, Shema Chas V'Shalom Kiba Rebbe Olamo. I was nervous that Rebbe got his Olam in this world. And you're not going to get in, right? And then you're going to get punished in the next world. But now I see you getting punished. So Baruch Hashem. V'Yachshav Shani Ro'a Rebbe B'Tzara Ani Sameach. Amar Lo Akiva Klum Chisati Min HaTorah Kula. Amar Lo Limatan Rabbeinu and Tzadik Barzer Yasef. So we just give him shatim about that Gemara in the past, that Haki, he could say that to his Rebbe. He was the emphasis of Tzadik Ba'aretz, Asher Yasatov. He made a difference in the world. Tzadik Ba'aretz. Okay, but there he sees his Rebbe on his deathbed, and he's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, he's getting his... And here he sees his Rebbe, and he's like, oh, Yveh, I can't believe this is happening. Maybe because this is more extreme. Maybe this is more extreme, right? He's blind, no arms, no legs. But either way, he says, "Are you mavai b'isurin?" Right. So that's the story with this answer to of Rabbi Akiva is not in the Bible. The Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara in Brachas about Rabbi Akiva, right? The Gemara says a person should always say Gamzu L'tova, right? Kol Davar Rachman L'tava Avid. That's Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, right? And in Reish Lamed Sifhei, the Shulchan Aruch says La'olam a person should be ragel to say Kol Davar Rachman L'tava Avid. The smak, meaning no matter what happens, you know, we don't understand all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. The smak even counts it as a mitzvah saseh. The smak I've noted that he always has fascinating inyanim that not other monia mitzvahs, other monia mitzvahs don't dafka count. The smak, you would think the first couple of mitzvahs are defining, like he has groups of mitzvahs. He has mitzvahs hatzliyas belev. That's the first group of mitzvahs that the smak has, right? He splits them up like that. Mitzvahs hatzliyas begu, yadayim, mitzvah hatzliyos. So he has mitzvah, number one is the mitzvah of emunah. Number two is the mitzvah of avas Hashem. Number two is the mitzvah of yichud Hashem, like the Rambam, and then avas Hashem and then nearest Hashem. Those are the first four. Then the Rambam, if you remember, was the Rambam's five? Tefillah. That was the next one. What's the smacks number five? Litzadek es hadin al kol ma'ora. That's a mitzvah saseh. To be matzdik the din. Kidechsiv, v'yadata im levavecha, ki kasher yasser ishes b'no Hashem alkecha miyasrecha. That's a mitzvah saseh, says the smak. Litzadek. Darshur chachamim, im he ru'ucha harbe yehe b'necha ma'at. Va'amar ma'at mechovi nigvesi. V'yes sameach b'yisurin kishabon alav. Sameach b'yisurin is a mitzvah saseh, right? The next time that we bang our shin or we have another kind of headache, we should say it's a mitzvah saseh to say Hashem, you know why this is good for me. Thank you. V'meinu yacholus sovla mikol makom la'acher sha'avru yismach b'hem v'yishtok v'al yispar b'hem, right? And if you can't do it at the time, he knows that there's suffering that goes on at least a little bit later, right? Al tenachamu b'shash b'esu mutu l'fanav. Right, so a little bit afterwards, the al yispar b'hem kedamrinan igra di yisurin shtikusa umitzvah zu notem ma'od el ha'ahava kasher darshu rabosenu b'chol ma'odecha b'chol mida umida shu modi l'cha gam atzinu doras harishonim shayim machabavin ha'yisurin v'gam darash Rabbi Akiva chavivin yisurin. That's how he ends off. What is that? That's for the Gemara and the Brachas. Right, Rabbi Akiva, I've been waiting for this all my life. B'chol nafshecha. Maybe he got it because his Rebbe taught it to him, right? That's that lashon. He says here, "Yimavai b'yisurin," right? So he learned chaviven yisurin even on the level that he was at, and what happened at the end of Rabbi Akiva's life. But again, that's the smak, and he quotes Rabbi Akiva there. Amazing. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yoshia Rabba, havi Rabbe debrei chad desagi nahora. Rabbi Yoshia Rabba, his son's Rebbe was blind. Those Rebbe was blind. Vahavi yolif achal ime b'chol yom. And every day he used to invite him to eat with him because he felt bad. And so every day Reb Oshia Rabba used to invite his son's Rebbe, who was blind, to eat with him. Chadzman havi le'orchin. One time he had a bunch of guests over. V'lo mati mechal ime. And he couldn't invite him because he was, you'll see why. We'll see why. So he didn't invite him. But Romsha that evening, Solok Lagabe, he went to see him. Amarle says, Lo yichos mari alai, don't be upset at me. Begin Davali Archon Yomadin. I had other guests today, Da Amiris, and I said to myself, Dolo Livzu Ibiyakra Damari Yomadin. I don't want to embarrass so and so's covet today. I'm nervous that they're gonna make fun of you, they're not gonna give you the proper covet. I know you, but they wouldn't. Kain lo achlis imari yomadin. That's why I didn't bring you today. It was L'shem Shamayim. Every day I bring him, I didn't want you to not have a P'chisas covet. Amar Leh, so the blind Rebbe says to Rev Oshia Rabba, Atap yasta laman demischami velochami, you appeased the one who is seen and doesn't see. Dein dechami velo mischami yakabal piyusach. The one who sees and cannot be seen should pay you in kind. That's a beautiful bracha that he gives. And again, he says, says the one that cannot see but can be seen should give you, because you helped him out, so the one who sees and cannot be seen, the opposite, should help you out. Amar Leis, even Rav Oshia was very moved by this statement. Hadamin Alacha, when have you ever heard such a beautiful statement like that? Amale, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I heard it from the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Elazar ben Yaakov, al chad tesaginora lakarte. One time, somebody from his city, somebody who was blind, came to his city. Yosef le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, la ramine. And Elazar ben Yaakov went beneath him. Somehow there was, I don't know, a place maybe where the ani could, he could, get some donations. And Elazar ben Yaakov went beneath him. Maybe he put him in his seat and he put him under. So everybody realized that this guy, this, ani is, deserving of a lot of respect. If Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov went beneath him, the Yemrun, so that they, what did he do this? So that they will say, the Ilule, the Hubar Nasha Rabba, if he wouldn't be such an amazing person, lo Yosef le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, le Ramine, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't go beneath him. So Avdin le Parnasa Daiker, they gave him a nice, respectable amount of, Parnasa. Amar alone, all of a sudden, he says to the guy next to him, Mahachin, why am I getting so much? What's going on here? Amar and Leir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Yosef le Raminach, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is beneath you. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is beneath you. Fitzali ale hadat sluse. So again, he davened for him this following prayer. I talk about the chesed, lamanda mischami velochami. You do chesed to the one who is seen and cannot see. Dein dechami velo mischami yigmalo yasa chesed. The one who sees and cannot be seen should do chesed for you. So that's where the statement comes from, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and then the blind Rebbe that went to Hoshi Rabbah also did it. This idea of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov not only teaches us about sensitivity, but anava, right? Humility, right? Not too often does it say in Chazal a double ma'od. A few times, the Sma on Choshe Mishpah, towards the beginning of Choshe Mishpah, I think some in Tess, the Sma on Choshe Mishpah notes the times where in the Tur Shulchan Aruch it says ma'od, ma'od. Be very careful. Ma'od, ma'od by Arayas, ma'od, ma'od by Shochad in Choshe Mishpat, ma'od, ma'od by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. There's a few places where ma'od, ma'od. But Shorish Shebekulan is Rebbe Levitas, right in Pirkei Avos. Ma'od, ma'od, havishval ruach. Be very, 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 very humble. Two ha'aris. The Rambam on this Mishnah, within the world of Pirish HaMishnayis on Avos in the Rambam here has an important statement on Anava. Where the Rambam says, Anava is an amazing midah, right? On Ma'od Ma'od HaVishval Baruch. It's an amazing midah. But then we look at Anava as an extreme. The Rambam says Anava is in the middle. Right? Remember, the Rambam says that you should always be in the middle of all of the midos. You shouldn't be too miserly. You shouldn't be give away all your money. You shouldn't do this. Always in the middle. He says, but Anava, except for Kas and Gaiva, that's what he says. But then he says, Anava is Min hamidos hana'alos v'hi mimutza'as bein hagaiva v'hashiflus haruach. He says shiflus haruach is the extreme, gaiva is the other extreme, and anava is in the middle. So anava, we would probably say, is humility, but recognizing self-worth also. There's a balance. Shiflus haruach is the extreme. And then he says, the Rambam says, you're allowed to lean towards shiflus haruach. Because that's what he says, right? The Kas and Gaiva, the extremes. He says, Since the evil of this midah, ubi adam es nizka hirchiko mimena ad katzei ha'acharon. V'not al shiflas haruach lagamri, kedish le'yashim yenefesh rosham l'gaiva klal b'shum panim. Then he says, okay, but he has anava. We usually say anava is like, so it seems like the Rambam recognizes that anava has some self-worth also. Shiflas is the lowliest. And he quotes, I would say, not so politically correct story. On there he says, like somebody once, I saw in a Sefer Misifrei Hamidos. Sefer Misifrei Hamidos, yeah, somebody was on a boat in the lowliest part of the boat, and then somebody else was going to the bathroom, and he didn't move, and he allowed himself, unusual story. He said, the ultimate shiflas haruach that is mentioned. But he said, I saw that in the story. So the Rambam says, in the Sefer of Midos. Either the Rambam's Anava is Ma'od Ma'od HaVa Shiflas Ruach. Rav Asher Weiss on this Mishnah and his commentary for Yevo is fascinating. He says, there are really two types of anava that are exhibited by the Gedolei Yisrael throughout the ages. He says, there's one type of anava that the Gadol knows he's great. He knows that he's an amazing and he has special kochos, but he realizes it's all gifts from Hashem. So he doesn't use it to hold himself above anybody else, but he recognizes that he's He's a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's a shliach of Hashem, and he has to do what he can. But then he said, but then there are other gedolim that are not even masig, that they're special or smart or chacham or know anybody. They're so convinced that they're just like everybody else. And he says, and just as an example, the Chasam Sofer and Rabbi Kiva Eger, father-in-law, son-in-law, says, Chasam Sofer, the son-in-law, he knew that he was makir, his ma'amad and his ma'ilos, and he was nohegas nesiyuso barama, begon, right? There's some gedolim, some like admorim, that hold themselves like a melech, kind of, but they have to realize that it's not because they're a melech at all. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them into a melech, so to speak. But that's, and the Chasam Sofer had that, you know, had that midah of, he recognized who he was, but he realized that, he was for the Am. But he said, Rabbi Kiva Eger, the father-in-law, he says, it was not even masik that he had anything. And he's the one that, like, when we say the person has a mind like, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says one time, Rabbi Kiva Eger went to Lisa, right, to visit his friend, the Nesivus, Rabbi Yaakov and Lisa. So I went to visit the Nesivus, and the Nesivus came out of the town to the train station to meet him. And he meets him, and he welcomes him in. He says, thank you. He says, it takes you straight to the shul, so Rabbi Kiva Eger can give a shiur. So he goes straight to the shul, and the shul is packed to the rafters, and there's no room there. Rabbi Kiva Eger looks at the Nesivus and says, you have an unbelievable kahila. He says, what do you mean? He says, you left the town for 5 minutes, and they want to give you an amazing Kabbalah's panim. You were just here 10 minutes ago. He says, and they want to welcome you back. I can't be masig. What an unbelievable town you have. That he couldn't be masig, that it was really for him. That they gathered. That's another type of anava. And you can think about all the greats throughout history, the two types of anava. But he quotes that on his commentary here in the Minchas Asher. Okay, there's so much that we could say about anava, but maybe we'll stop. They talk of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mi Sinai, right? Moshe Kibbutz Torah. Why was he Zoche? Because he learned from Har Sinai, who was the ultimate in Anava. Okay, we'll continue. Says the, but that was Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov reflected this in his behavior, where he went under and lower than the ani. Dalama, remember that's a word that we already had back in the first Daf in Brachas, right? That introduces a story in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Chaim bar Chanina, Rabbi Oshia havi matilin be'ilin k'nishta delud. They were walking in the, by a shul in Lud. We had this earlier in the Yerushalmi. So there must have been a very an amazing edifice of a shul there. Amar of Chama bar Chanina Rav Oshia, Kama mamon shiku avosai kan. How much money did they put into the shul? Right, what a huge gate. Amar le Kama nefashel shiku avosai kan. How many souls were lost? What do you mean? Lohavi ispartan bnei nashto yalam baraisa. They could have given some of the money to help people learn Torah, right? To encourage that. He said, don't spend as much money on the edifices. Right? Spend more money, you know, producing and supporting Kama Torah. Right? Not so much the physical, but it's about the supporting. Similarly, Rav Avon Avad Ilain Tare de Sidra Abba. Rav Avon gave some money to the gates of the Sidra Abba. Also, Rav Manel Gabay, Omer Le, Chavimad Avdis. So Rav Avon, who gave the money, says, you see what I did? Well, give me a little shkayach. Omer Le, Vayishkach Yisrael Asoseyu Vayiven Hechalos. Right? He quoted in that pasuk. Lo Havi Bnei Nashti Yalan Baraisa. Similar type of idea. Says, I think it would have been better if, again, doesn't mean, right, the shul should be the most beautiful building, and the Shulchan Aruch says it should be on the highest point, and should spend more money on a shul than on your own house. But I guess it all has to be balanced, and the support of those learning Torah outweighs, according to these opinions, the physical structure of the Beis HaKnesses. Tani, we continue. So again, this... last couple of lines here, different mefarshim, different pshatim. We'll give one pshat. Tani, chachi habayi amizbeach. We're getting back to the four daf we had earlier, end of the previous parak about kachim. Kachim isbeach mosin es haroilam, mikachim betekabayas. What happens if kachim isbeach, meaning the karbanos? What if you ran out of shkala money? You ran out, and there's not enough to get more. So you're allowed to take from other funds to supply to buy the karbanos seber? Yes. Kachim is beach, motzi in esaroi lohem. You're allowed to be motzi what's roi for them, mikachim betekamayas. If you have a betekamayas collection, so you could take from there to use for kachim is beach. For kachim is beach. But not the opposite. Ein kachim betekamayas, motzi in esaroi lohem, mikachim is beach. If you have money that's designated for karbanos, so you can't use that for kachim betekamayas. You can't switch. You can't do that in that direction. And now the Gemara asks from our Mishnah, but v'hataninan. But didn't we look? What did we say in our Mishnah? We said, what did we say about the lishkas hakelim, that everybody threw kelim in there, and then once a month the gizbarim came, and whatever kelim were roi for the Beis HaMikdash, they kept there and they used, and anything that wasn't roi, that they sold. They sold. But vataninan klisha matzu bot sorach lebedek abayis manichan oso, they leave it vashar nimkar v'demeim v'noflim le, skip that word, lebedek abayis. What does the Mishnah say? That anything that wasn't roi, they used to do give to bedek abayis. Doesn't that sound like they gave only to bedek abayis? Right? We just said if they really needed, you know, bedek abayis could be switched to kachim mizbeach if you need. But our Mishnah says the kalim that they had no use for, they would just take it and sell it for bedek abayis. So is that saying only for bedek abayis? And the Gemara answers no. Who says that that's only? It means generally they did, but if you need it for more, you need it for more. Amar Reb Chizkiya, keni masnisa li lishkas bedek abayis. No, it means that they kept it in the lishka for bedek abayis, in the room. But it doesn't mean that if they wouldn't need it for kachim mizbeach, they wouldn't use it. Right? So therefore, don't be medayik from our Mishnah that it was only used for bedek abayis. No, lav dafka, it could also be used for kachim mizbeach. Good. So this was if you look over this perek is a fun perek. Everything is fun. But the Elohim HaMamun spoke about all of a bunch of Agadata and all of the people involved in the Mamunim and Ketores and Beis Garmu and Beis Aftinis. A lot going on in this Perek. Hadra LaPerek El HaMamunim. We move on to the sixth out of eight. The sixth out of eight Prakim here in Meseches Shkalim. Shlosha Asar Shofaros. There were 13 shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash. What's a shofar? We're not talking about a shofar like a shofar. Shofar means containers that were shaped like a shofar. And we'll see why they were shaped like a shofar, meaning fat on the bottom and it got skinny on top. So the protection, people couldn't take stuff out. But 13 shofaros, right? The Karban Eidah says, Tevos Tsaros Milamala Virachavos Milamatan. Right? The narrow on top and wide on the bottom. Akumos Kein Shofar. Right, shaped like a shofar, mipnei haramayin, to prevent those the ramayis. Shelo yitnu yadon l'tochan, you couldn't stick your hand in there. Laharos kilo noson l'tochan v'yitlu b'tochan. Pretend that you're giving a shekel, but you're really taking some out. So that's why it was shaped like that. So shlosha so shofaros, shlosha so shulchanos, 13. Once we're saying 13, we say another couple of other things that were 13 in the Beis HaMikdash. 13 shulchanos, we'll have to see what's going on there. What do you mean 13? There was one shulchan, lechem apanim. What do you mean 13? Shlosha esrei hishtachavoyo sayba mikdash. There were 13 places where hishtachavoyo took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Again, 13 is also Yud Gimel Midos, and 13 is as a unit. We'll see what these hishtachavoyos were about. Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel, v'shel Beis Rabbi Chananya, skana kohanim. Right, there are these two, that were Gamliel, and Rabbi Chananya, skana kohanim, and Shachim Arbasre, they had a 14th. That a 14th spot to whenever you pass, you had to bow down. Veichan ha'isa yaseira, where was that 14th spot? Keneged dir ha'etzim. Is in the place where the wood, the storage for the wood was. Storage for the wood, dir ha'etzim, that was in the northeast. We know the Ezras Nashim had four rooms on the, in the corners of the Ezras Nashim. So the northeast one was the dir ha'etzim. That was where the wood was kept. And there, shasham, I'm sorry, shakim misaris biyadan may have a say, and these schools had a Mesorah from their forefathers, Shashama Aron Ganuz, that underneath the Dira Eitzim, that's where the Aron was Nignas, right? We have other Mamari Chazal, Mesechas Yuma, that was under the Kodesh Kadashim, right? Not under the Dira Eitzim, but under the Kodesh Kadashim. But that's this is what the Mishnah says here. And there was even a story, Maisa B'Kohen Echad Shayim Misasek, there was one time a Kohen that was Misasek, right? In the Bavli it has that he was doing the wrong thing. He was just, not doing the right thing. But here it says he was Misasek. Maybe he was in the Dira Eitzim, you know, getting the worms out of the wood. Veras Aritzpa, Shimashuna Mechavoseh. And all of a sudden he saw one of the tiles was different than the other tiles. And he thought, oh, maybe Dira Eitzim. Oh, this tile must have been taken out and put back in. Bov Amar Lachavero. And he came, wanted to tell his friend, I think this tile is different. Lohispik Ligmaris Adavar, Ashiyatsa Nishmaso. And before he was able to tell the Chevra which tile it was, he died. And they knew that the Aron was there, All right, and it was not time for anyone to tell over where the Aron was. Remember the Rambam in Beis HaBechira, in the second parak, he also quotes this, and we've quoted that Rav Salvation was Medayik. Why do we even have to know where the Aron is? Right? Isn't it a historical machlokes? What do we care? Says the Rambam. HaMizbeach makomo mechuvan biyosef v'mishan osu mimkomo v'cholo, exactly where the Mizbeach is. And then the Rambam quotes the... Misoras biyad akol sham makam shabana bo David Shlomo amizbeach b'gor nanova hu amakam shabana bo Avraham v'ba hikriv v'chulu midos hamizbeach mechuvanos. And then the Rambam a little bit later talks about the Aron. I'm not going to find it right now, but he talks about the Aron and where the Aron is bizman hazeh. So why exactly do you have to quote where the Aron is bizman hazeh? That it's under the Mikdash. It was Sunday, it's a day that says it went to Rome, right, in Maseches Yuma. So what do we have to know? So Salvechik explains that the whole source of Kedusha for the Beis HaMikdash is the Aron and the Luchos inside of it. And without it, then the whole concept of Beis HaMikdash doesn't make any sense. And that's why even though the Gemara says in Yuma, in the Bavli, on Daf Chaf Aleph, that there were five differences between the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, including that the Aron was not there, right? The Aron was not, the Kodesh Kedushim was empty. It doesn't mean that it was empty. It was underneath, because that's the source of Kedusha, and that's how you could have a Beis HaMikdash, even though it wasn't in its spot, but it was in its spot. It was in a different spot. So that's the where the Aron was, but again, this is a different day that it was under the Dir HaEitzim. We'll have to talk more about this, Be'ez Hashem, next time, and all the shofaros. Okay, we'll stop here.